This is the sound of a movie theater before the film starts. That may seem odd, but not if you're a fan of drive-in theaters, where long hallways leading to small, crowded rooms showing extremely loud surround sound films are replaced by open spaces with surround vision views, fresh air, and room to breathe.
Well, look at the vista out here. I mean, we got the sunset, we got the trees, we got the Black Hills.
Tony Curtis, no relation to the actor, grew up going to drive-in theaters in California. Now that he's back in his home state, Tony is happy to be able to take his own kids to Roy's, the newest drive-in movie theater, West River.
Get some away from the internet, get some away from the television. It's more active, it's outdoors, you know, it's a family thing. I feel great about bringing my kids here.
Hi, how are you? Welcome to Roy's. You're wanting to see Oz and Olympus?
Yes.
Roy Rittenbaugh has managed the movie theater in Hot Springs since 1999, but his dream has always been to own a drive-in. After 7 years spent finding land, backers, and completing an array of permits, Roy finally opened his twin drive-in movie theater in Hermosa last summer. And though it was a long road getting there, Roy's happy he did.
We've had lots of different people say they've had some great experiences at drive-in, and it makes me feel kind of good that we got to do something like that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Two of you tonight.
Among those who are pleased to see Roy's in operation are Donna Norton and her friend Wanda. Donna couldn't be more thrilled.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Couldn't wait. Wanda and I, we come every all last year. We've already planned on coming all this year. We tell everybody that we know that they need to come out here. It's just like when you were a teenager, except you're not necking.
Right. Wanda, on the other hand, says there have been additional changes over the many years since she and her friend were to a drive-in.
Back in the day, all these posts would have a speaker on them, and you would partially roll up your window and it would be on your window. And once in a while, a car would drive off and pull the speaker off.
And now?
Much improved.
Improved because now you simply turn your radio to the appropriate setting and the movie's sound comes into your vehicle via the radio. Of course, this is all new to me. Growing up in Brooklyn, New York, there were no drive-in theaters. So after all these years, and accompanied by my wife, who used to go see outdoor films in her pajamas as a kid, I'm seeing my first drive-in movie. But I'm not alone in my innocence.
Annalise, 13 years old.
Petter, 12.
Debbie, 13.
Delaney, 12 years old.
Taylee, 12.
I'm Taylor, and I'm 12 years old.
I'm Jim, and I'm older than them. Okay, so how does everyone feel about going to a drive-in movie for the first time?
I'm pretty excited.
Excited.
This is my first time, and it's going to be epic.
I'll get to brag about it at school.
I like being in nature, so this is nice.
Normally when I'm in the movie theater, it's always packed, and I like end up sitting by this fat, sweaty guy who smells really, really bad. So I like this much better.
So, I'm in my car, I've gotten a root beer, popcorn, and my junior mints, and I'm ready for my first drive-in movie, Oz the Great and Powerful.
The crowned princes of Europe, he will amaze, he will astound.
Nice. My seat's a lot more comfortable than a traditional theater. I can ease back, move up, control the volume, or turn the heat on as the night grows cold. My wife agrees. The only one who's bored is my Belgian Shepherd. But what about the other first-timers?
It was awesome.
Great.
It was great. We were, like, perfectly comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was okay, but we needed to get a car wash before we come here.
Yeah.
The window's all dirty. You got to be in your own comfort. You got to be not surrounded by a bunch of strangers, which scares some people. Cons are, if you're in a car, like, we can't see in the back.
Yeah. What about you?
I'm hungry and cold.
Obviously, you can't please everyone. South Dakota once had 31 drive-ins across the state. Now, there are 8. The oldest, in Gregory, opened in 1946. Drive-in movie theaters may not be the perfect place for family entertainment. Kids have to lay down in the back seat to see. But as Tony Curtis points out, he enjoyed seeing Herbie the Love Bug in one, and he's glad there's a new drive-in nearby to take his kids to. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.